This is KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. Lori Gallardo in Studio 1A. Ah, forget the gloomy day. I've got hot music for you. And on top of that, my very special guests in Studio 1A are going to be performing this evening at Stubbs. I'm going to tell you more about that, but please, would you welcome to Studio 1A, Tina Rose.
The king has been a prisoner and a prisoner long in Spain, and many of the Winsbury lay long with his daughter at hame.
Not with a Lord.
It's magic, I tell you. Tina Rose in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience, featuring, of course, the talents of Devin McDermott on vocals. We have Drew Schlegel doing the bass. We have Brent Baldwin on guitar and Morris Ramos on guitar as well. Rafe Katchanoff on drums. Yay, everybody. Welcome to Studio 1A once again. And I'm also joined by another very special guest, Haley Lauren, dancer and choreographer, who is doing a lot of collaborative work with Tina Rose. Haley, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Happy to have everyone here. And I swear collaborations are in the air. This is just like a feast for me personally, because not only is this a treat for us orally, but visually as well. And Tina Rose is a standout because there is choreography, because there is dance involved with this project as well.
Yes, this is a special project for us called Wind Palace.
Yes.
And Wind Palace it actually existed before this collaboration even occurred. Mm. It's an idea or a place that exists between Haley and I. We're best friends, and it was natural for us to want to collaborate.
Cool.
Our two mediums.
Yeah.
And Haley's been dancing with the Tina Rose live shows and working with us for a while now. But this is a slightly different, closer collaboration that she has more hands-on with Wind Palace.
Yeah, and how exciting. How exciting. What a wonderful development. Now I understand. When I say visually, I mean we're going at all angles, and this also involves a different kind of medium. You mentioned a film, not just a video, but a film, I guess you could call it. Tell me more about that and what this involves.
Yeah, so I really wanted to make a Wind Palace an immersive experience. So I call it a film because it's not a music video. It's more of a way to deeper understand the songs and the choreography together. And we were able to premiere Wind Palace's music video in an immersive dance show in September at the same time as the launch of the EP. So we're kind of crossing boundaries and really trying to make something like the sum of everything together kind of transcends ourselves as individual artists. So we're trying to make it something completely unique.
It is completely unique. But on top of that, I understand it's a lot of work. This is not a simple undertaking. This is something that requires lots of planning, hence the choreography. But not just with the dance, but with everything coming together. I can imagine, it's like, oh dear, we want to get this right. But at the same time, this is not your ordinary show.
No, not at all. We want the audience to be in the piece with us, so they're transported to the world of Wind Palace, which these old folk songs completely take you to, I think. So
the songs are six. The EP is a digital release, so you can find it online, Wind Palace. And the songs are a collection of six folk ballads back as far as the 1700s. They've been done and redone, and some of them are going extinct. So it's sort of a romantic way to add dance and film and visual into these ancient songs.
It's also, to me, about preservation. I got a glimpse. I was like, yes, that's right, traditional music. But it's sad that it is kind of disappearing. The only way it's going to go on is if you keep passing it on. How do you think you approached this traditional music differently? Because obviously, I'm there rocking out front row. Woo! But it is traditional music. And of course, you have the visual aspect of it as well. How did you approach it differently to give it a different feel or a different sound?
We kind of split the record or the EP in half. Three of the songs were featuring Tina Rose, like the full band. Yeah. And then three were with Brent Baldwin, who's with us today, bowing guitar, and also cellist Carolyn Hagler, who worked with us. We recorded it at Church House, and it was just sort of... it was dreamy.
To me, Tina Rose is dreamy. That's, and again, just seeing the dance involved, the way it plays with the music. It is dreamy. It's a dream on the stage. We have Tina Rose this afternoon in Studio 1A, and I think we have time for one more track, if you could share another track with us.
Okay. This one is called Tamlin.
Thank you.
Tina Rose in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. Remember, we have the Insanity Free Week that's going on, and Tina Rose is absolutely a part of that. And this is not just going to see a band perform. You are going for the Tina Rose experience. You get to see them tonight performing at Stubbs. And yes, it is all about Wind Palace. And they're also performing tomorrow night at Hotel Vegas, and they've got a show Friday night at Barracuda. Yay! So happy to have everyone here. My thanks to Devin, Drew, Brent, Morris, Rafe, and of course our guest, Haley Lauren. Thank you all so much for coming by to Studio 1A. It was great to chat.
Thank you so much
for having us, Lori.
Very excited. Like I said, it is the experience. This is not merely a band. So do check them out. And of course, you have that opportunity immediately tonight at Stubbs. Also want to say a big thank you to our engineer, Mr. Cliff Hargrove. It's because of Cliff. Everything sounds fantastic in Studio 1A. Thank you, Cliff. I'm Lori Gallardo, and this is KUTX 98.9.